Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone once again is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. Number one on Amazon this week. Jesus.
All right. So
every week.
It's nice to have you back. How are you getting along since you got back from Iraq?
Well, I wish I could say everything's been fine. But, you know, now that I'm a war veteran,
I've
become acutely sensitive to the culture wars being raged
right
here on our own soil. And, Mark, I can honestly say, since I got back, I've never been so sickened and disgusted by America as I am now.
Wow. That sounds serious. What's the problem, Lawton?
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, come
on. It's a cancer, a pestilence. Crabs in the undershorts of our society, Mark.
Come on.
And I'm going to scratch them.
Hey, come on, man. Come on. Lawton, what's wrong with Harry Potter? I mean, for God's sakes.
Nothing. If you're a Satanist, if you've got a demonic cult that wants to brainwash millions of innocent little children into relying on dark arts and magic, then it's the greatest thing since Richard Petty. Nothing. If you want little Sam or Sally taking occult lessons from Beelzebub,
I
saw that filth in a store window, and I could practically hear the speed metal and the porn and the burning flesh that goes with it.
What are you talking
Harry
about?
Harry Potter is a gateway drug, Mark. Dick and Jane go to hell, buy a condo, and get comfortable.
Come on. Have you actually read any of the Harry Potter books, Lawton?
What's your point? That maybe if I tried it, I'd like it. I haven't eaten Drano either, Mark, but I think I'll have something else for lunch. Thank you very much.
Lawton, you know what? You're a buzzkill. You're a party pooper. It's just a kid's book, man.
And what's up with that title? Half-Blood Prince? Race mixing? Mongrelization? There's a good message for kids. You know, stuff like this is why we can't let you liberals run anything. You got no discipline, boundaries. Anything goes.
This is horrible.
Listen to me. That's not democratic either.
Would you stop talking for just a second, mister? Harry Potter gets young people away from television and video games for a while, you know, reading a book, what's the problem?
You're not dragging me down your slippery slope of cultural relativism, Mr. Wavy Gravy.
Wow.
One day, kids are in a bookstore buying Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start looking around in there, getting ideas. Next thing you know, little Sam and Sally's a lesbian wicking goth with their nose pierced, staring at a book by Al Franken or Noam Chomsky or Aeneas Nin. And then game's over, buddy. You got a reader on your hands. Congratulations.
Oh, this
converted.
This is disgusting. Lawton, it's just fiction. It's like The Wizard of Oz or Bush's budget.
Hey, in The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy was only dreaming about all that flying monkeys and wicked witches, and the wizard was a fake, by the way. And at the end, Dorothy's back in Kansas, a God-fearing red state where she belongs. In black and white, people.
Buddy, Harry Potter's just a good story, Lawton. Everyone loves a good story.
Hey, I know another little book full of good stories, Mark. It's called The Holy Bible.
Oh, boy.
It's been a bestseller for a while. I'll loan you a copy.
And you know what? You neocons hate anything that isn't yours. That's what the problem is. Anything that involves imagination or creativity or it's outside of your control, you have to trash it. You're not making any money from Harry Potter, and it drives you nuts.
Oh, yes, I'm nuts. Because I don't want our kids thinking they can fly around on broomsticks. That's me, Mr. Nuts.
Hey, Lawton.
Put me in a
Lawton.
Nut house.
Whoa, back up a little minute. It occurs to me that when you were in Iraq, you missed the release date for the book on July 15th.
So
I guess that means that everybody got to read the new Harry Potter before you did, didn't they?
So?
Yeah, and you had a copy all reserved and everything, didn't you? This is what this is about. You've been waiting for the new Harry Potter book for months, haven't you, Lawton? Months!
Years, Mark! Years! I got a whole room dedicated to Harry!
Oh, no.
I made my own Hogwarts school room.
Oh, no.
I'm a Gryffindor. The sorting hat said so. I made my own wand out of a car antenna.
Oh, my God.
I go on internet chat rooms pretending to be Winky the house elf.
Wow. This is worse than I thought.
So much. I have all 5 books memorized.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Take it easy. Take it easy. I had no idea that there's this bucket of sadness in here. It's going to be all right, buddy. You can still get the book. You can still read it.
I like it, really.
Okay. All right, buddy.
I do.
Okay. Oh, here we go. All right. What's up? Yeah.
You know that writer, J.K. Rowling, an English woman, just like Boy George. You know, that explains a lot.
You should be on medicine. I tell you. Goodbye, Lawton.
All right. God loves you. Deal with it.
All right. I'll try.